Are you ready for the word today? I think you're ready. Are you ready for the word today? Awesome. Well, we have been in a series called Build Your Church. Build Your Church. And if you would with me real quick, many people are going to be tuning in online with this later this week. So would you help me welcome everybody who's watching online today, New Life? We welcome each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in. And so glad that you are tuning in this way. Maybe you're at home or maybe you're away. However you're tuning in, we just appreciate you. Drop a hello in the chat. We would love to just interact with you. Let us know that you're watching. Build Your Church. This is not Build Your Church. It's not me saying build my church. It is our proclamation to the Lord saying, God, build your church. And if we look, let's go right to the scripture in Matthew chapter 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he said to his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, New Life? What about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter. You are a pebble. Remember? And on this rock, on this immovable mass of a rock, that's what that word means, I will build my church. And what is the immovable mass that is the rock that Jesus says he'll build his church upon? Upon Peter's great confession that Jesus is the Son of the living God. He is the Messiah. So Jesus is the rock by which he says, I'll build my church on. And he says, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. And if you go back to the first week of our series, you'll remember exactly what Jesus is pointing to when he says this. He's looking at the face of pandemonium, at the face of what all of the source of evil, a hole in a rock called the gates of Hades. And he says, yeah, that has no power over my church. The evidence is that over 2,000 years later, we're still here, baby. We're still seeing lives changed. We're still seeing from people moving from darkness to light, from death to life. Moving from miry clay to their feet upon the rock that is Jesus. And so at New Life Church, we'd say, we will build a church that is on the rock of Jesus. And really, Jesus, I will build my church, you build the kingdom. So on this rock, Jesus, I will build my church. He says it's very possessive. It is Jesus' church. You know why it's his church and it's not your church and it's not my church? It's not our church because we didn't pay for it. Jesus paid for it with his shed blood. With the stripes he bore on his back, the nails he took in his hands. It is his church. So we say, build your church. And that's what we want. We want to see the church of Jesus being built for here, now, today, to reach people that are far from him and to disciple people, to make disciples of him, and that together the church will continue to make a difference in our Kokomo. Remember Jesus, he says, wait here for the promise of the Holy Spirit, for you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is our Jerusalem, our Kokomo, Judea, Samaria, and beyond, to the ends of the earth and beyond. But to do that, we want to build his church, not our church. And I think that's really important. So we've been talking about this for a few weeks now, talking about building his church. And today, I want to talk, if I were to title this message, I'll just call it home. Home. Church is a place that people can call home. Many of you call New Life Church your home. There's about 260 people a month that come through New Life Church that they call this their home. And today I want to give you five reasons why most people call church their home. And maybe you'll fit into one of these five reasons that you call New Life your home. And so the first reason people call church home is the place. So if you're taking notes, number one is the place. So many people call a church their home because sometimes people have grown up their whole lives there. How many of you would say that you've been at New Life Church for more than 20 years? Show of hands. Isn't that awesome? Come on, how awesome is this place? You must love this place. 20 years. How about 30 years? Check this out. Check this out. How many of you raised your kids here? Right? Isn't this awesome? Look at this. There are multiple generations in this church. There's grandparents, parents, and grandchildren, all in this church, all in this place. Many people call their church their home because of the place. This is the place they grew up in. This is the place they raised their children. This is the place that they've met great friends. This is the place that they got saved. This is the place they got married. This is the place they had a funeral for a loved one. There's many reasons that this can become somebody's place. And I remember in the early church, they gathered in one place and became one people, and the power of God fell on them, and it was the birth of the church, which is still alive today. There's something important about finding your place, isn't there? And being one with your people. So this can become a home because of the place. The place I this, the place I grew up, the place I raised my kids, the place. I have a special place in my heart for Evangel Assembly of God in Worcester, Ohio, which is where I grew up. And it's where I remember my relationship with God really like getting set on a new trajectory in life. I sensed a call of ministry at Evangel Assembly of God in Worcester, Ohio. And it's very special to me. And so even when I, like, whenever we go visit my family, we always drive by the church, and my kids are like, "We know, Dad." I'm like, "What? We know what you're going to say." I'm like, "That's the church I grew up in." Because I have to drive by it, you know? I just got to drive by it. And I tell them all the time, "That's where I grew up going to church." We're like, "We know. We've been driving by it every time we come to Ohio." And so for some people, they call church home because the place is special. The second reason that some people call church home is the personality. And this would be that people call church home because they love the personality of the leader. They love maybe the leader is charismatic, funny, maybe he's handsome. I don't know. Oh, shucks. Maybe they're funny looking. Maybe they're a good teacher, good preacher. Maybe they're that person that can be a friend to everybody, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's many reasons to love the personality of a leader at church. And so some people call church their home because they love their pastor. I hope you love your pastor too. And I just want to say, you know, last Sunday, you know, you guys appreciated Jenny and I and the family on Pastor Appreciation. I just want to say a huge thank you for all the cards and all the comments and the hugs that you guys gave us. This is our home. This is our home. We call this church our home, and we're honored to do that. So some people call church home because of the leader's personality. And so, and many times when there's transition in leaders, some people begin to feel a void in their purpose for going to church because the new pastor doesn't have the personality of the last pastor. And there's things they miss, there's things they like, there's things they don't, and they take time to figure it out because their real connection to the church was that leader, that pastor. So we have people that might call church home because it's a special place, or we have people that call church home because they love the personality of the leader. Another reason why people call church home is because of programs, that there might be various programs of the church that they offer, whether it be small groups, whether it be basketball, quilting, whether it be Sunday school, kids ministry, youth ministry, whether it be they get to sing in a choir or have VBS, et cetera, et cetera. They likely were first connected to that church they call home because of that particular program. Maybe that's what like got them connected to the church. And many programs are very powerful for reaching people, teaching people, creating fellowship. And I remember growing up that, you know, my family had four boys, and so, like, having ministry for young people is important. And so, like, my home church, man, we had a thriving kids ministry, thriving youth ministry, and we couldn't think of going anywhere else that wouldn't have something like that. Or maybe for some people, they say, I just have to have a church that's got good worship, you know, like, and that becomes, you know, like, kind of the program of worship that connects them to the church. And so sometimes programs in churches, they come and go sometimes. And as they come and go, some people might feel a little displaced when their program that they love the most, that maybe had a season of effectiveness, is no longer as effective, and the energy needs to kind of shift somewhere else. That people start to feel a little disconnected because their purpose, their reason for calling the church a home was rooted in a program. So some people call a church home because of the programs. And throughout the ages, I mean, can you think of all the different programs the church has had over time? I've heard that back in the day, New Life Church had like an awesome Sunday school program. That there were Sunday school classes, and then there were Sunday night services. There was Wednesday night services, and then, you know, we no longer offer a Sunday night service or a Wednesday night service. You know, we've shifted to small group ministries that has replaced some of those things. That happened years ago. And then things like Royal Rangers and Missionettes, you know, many churches still offer these things, and those are all awesome programs. And sometimes they rise and fall on whether or not there's passion there or people for there. And so programs have constantly always kind of like flexed over time, right? With the times or based upon the needs, things have changed in that manner. So we have people that call church home because of it's a special place. They love the pastor's personality, or maybe they were first connected to a program at the church. A fourth reason why people will call church home is because of the people. And this is another really great reason to call church home is the people. At the local churches where some people make some of the deepest, long-lasting friendships. I mean, some of you that raise your hands today have been here 10, 20, 30-plus years, and you can think of all of the people that you've connected with over the course of time here at New Life Church. It's so special. For me, I remember even as a teenager, my closest friends were not necessarily the friends I went to school with every day. It was the youth that we did life together in the context of the local church. And those were some of the greatest friendships that we ever had. And still today, my lifelong friendships that I have, people that I call when I'm in a pinch, when I need prayer, when I just need to catch up, these are all people that I got connected with in the local church. And so for some, their reason why they call a church home is because of the people. And I just got to say, New Life, we have some great people here. Whenever my wife and I first came to New Life, we were undercover. You know this story. And we came, and only Pastor Randy and the board knew who we were. The rest of y'all didn't know who we were. So we came, we got to see how you really are. And it was amazing. I consistently hear from people that are new to our church about just how welcomed they were in the church. From the street to the seat, they felt the love of God being expressed through our people. That's awesome. And I think it's another great reason why people call church home is because of people, friendships, and connections. There's a fifth reason also why people may call church home. And that is position, that some have a duty to do. They have a job to do at the church. They might serve in some capacity at the church. Maybe they lead a life group, or they do hospitality at the front doors, or they serve at the food pantry. Maybe they sing on the worship team or play an instrument, or they help count the offering, or they help take the offering. You know, there's all of these positions people have that helps connect them to the church. And I would even tell you that one of the greatest ways that you can feel deeper and deeper connected to your church is by serving, is by finding a place to serve the church. That is also where you'll begin to build great friendships with the team that you serve on and begin to really take some ownership of the church that you attend when you begin to serve in that way. When I was about 11 years old, was when I really felt like God was marking my life. I was really having just an experience with the Lord that I knew. I said, God, I dedicate my entire life to serving you. I'm 11 years old. And so at 11 years old, I just decided, like, I want to learn how to do everything. And so I remember, like, walking by this soundboard in our church, and it had all these knobs and all these little sliders. And I was like, what's that do? What does that do? Teach me. I want to know how all this works. And we used to do, back then, we did the transparencies on the overhead projector. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, can I do that? And you slide the paper down as the verse, continues. Use the paper to block the verses you haven't sang yet. And then you're flipping. Some songs have, like, four transparencies, And so I was the kid that was just jacking it all up. And people are singing, blessing and honor. Where's the words? And I'm up there, like, singing to the Ancient of Days. You know these songs. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. You used to do that clap too, didn't you? Remember that? Come on. I remember, like, changing those transparencies. Man, I was like, get my groove on and just getting lost in worship. And then my mom starts nudging me because I ain't changing them. I'm worshiping, And so I just wanted to learn how to do everything. And I just really got connected into our church. I remember watching kids in the nursery. I'm like 12, 13 years old, like holding babies, just loving it, just serving my church. And then when I was about 11, 12 years old, and our youth ministry, our piano player, he moved to Texas, and my youth pastor, he looked at me and he said, Devin, you're our keyboard player now. And I'm like, huh? And I was just like, okay. And so I went home and I just learned how to play piano. I just began to teach myself and listen to Lindell Cooley at Brownsville Revival and just try to, like, learn how to play by listening. And that's how I learned how to get involved in the worship ministry. I just wanted to serve the church in any way I could. And our youth ministry happened on Thursday nights, started at 7 p.m. and I showed up at 4:30 every week. 4:30. And I would set up. I'd get the whole place set up for my youth pastor, and I'd be setting chairs, tables, lights, the worship stuff. I just loved it. And so many people, their home for church can really be connected to how they can serve the church in the ways that they are gifted. And so it was maybe about when I was 12, 13 years old, I preached my first sermon because I just wanted to learn how to do everything. I wanted to know. I wanted to do it all. I loved my church. And so I served my church. So for many people, it's the position they hold at their church that makes them feel, it makes it feel like home for them, that where they get to serve. Now, I will say that none of these reasons are negative. These are all great reasons to make church your home. That church can be a very special place. That even maybe the pastor's personality may be suitable for your liking or for people that are maybe far from God, that they can connect with that particular leader's personality. That there have been strong programs in the church that have been designed to reach people, to disciple people, or give fellowship to the church. And really, the people, the reason of the people is such an incredible reason to connect to the church in that way. And through position. These are all great things, that you would have a position to serve and people to fellowship with, all of this. So all five of these reasons are meaningful and important to people for a variety of reasons. But also each reason comes with an inherent resistance to change. Each reason, whether it's the place, personality, the programs, people, or position, when this is the reason why you really feel connected, it becomes difficult. For instance, if there's a change to the place, changing the building, sometimes the specialness of the place, it affects them, because this place is special to me. And you got rid of pews and you put in chairs, or you changed the style of music. Like, the place is just different. It's not the place I remember. Years ago, I went back to my home church, Evangel Assembly of God in Worcester, Ohio. And the sign out front said Connection Church. I'm like, that's not Connection Church. That's Evangel. Well, they didn't listen to me. It's still Connection Church to this day. But if you have ever heard me talk about my home church, you probably didn't know it was called Connection Church. I still call it Evangel. I'm sorry. I'm that guy. Because even the name was special to me because it was connected to my memory that I had with experiencing God in a powerful way. I walked through the building. Looks nothing like the building I grew up in. Walked into the sanctuary that used to have chandeliers, blue pews, red carpet, white painted walls, was now stripped of pews, stripped of his red carpet that I remember laying down on in prayer. None of that carpet was there. There was about half of the room filled with chairs, the back half filled with ping pong tables, pool tables, and the like, because the whole place had been converted to a kids and youth ministry area. I remember walking in there saying, this is cool, but this isn't the place I grew up in anymore. And I went up and I would stand down front. I remember standing right here and worshiping and just feeling like this isn't my place anymore. Like it's not how it used to look. And how many people in your years of going to church have experienced that kind of disconnect because of the change of the place? So each reason why we call church home comes with an inherent resistance to change. And think about even the change of not just the place, but the change of personality. When there's a new leader, maybe there's a new life group leader, a new worship leader, or even a new pastor, you know, God has designed each and every one of us very uniquely, and none of us will be able to completely fill the shoes of the person that went before us. But there are unique things that God has called each of us to do. And so for some, you know, even when there's change in the leadership, the pastor, you know, he doesn't tell the jokes like he used to because he's not the same. Maybe they just hit different. And there's a change in the personality. There's that resistance to change there. Or when there's change of programs, when a program of the church is discontinued, a program that you particularly personally enjoyed and even served in, although you know it's not quite what it used to be, it can still be disappointing, can it? It can be. Because you have incredible memories of the friendships that you made, the people you connected with through that particular program that you were in. Or the change of people. Sometimes our friends might move away, or members of our church may pass on from here. And then at that moment, church just doesn't feel the same without the people we used to sit next to or talk to out in the lobby. These can also be very disappointing times of just missing friends that maybe they moved, maybe they went to a different church, maybe they passed away, and there seems to sometimes be a void because you miss your friends at church. Or maybe there's a change of position. Maybe you don't serve like you used to serve and because of just life reasons. Sometimes that just happens. So many people feel that when my reason for connection then experiences a change, I feel less connected and even disoriented at church. Have you ever been through this before? That if your reason is the place, the personality, the people, the program, or the position, when one of those areas experiences a change, you can begin to feel a little disoriented, a little like church. There's something missing at church right now. Years ago, our church went through a shift in this kind of the style of music. It just happened naturally when that church hired me as their worship pastor, and they said, just come be yourself. And I just came and I was myself. And I didn't realize that it was a problem for somebody or some groups of people that I didn't sing or even know some of their old songs. I was just 25, 22 years old or something like that, and was just doing what I loved and doing it with passion. And And because there was a change in style of music at the time, it went, I guess it went more modern at my arrival. There were several people that did actually leave our church. And they went down the road to another church that had music more modern than us. I'm not lying. This happens all the time. People get upset about the kind of music in the church, and they go to a church that has the music the exact same. Or people might get upset because, you know, you change their pews into chairs, and so they leave the church and they go to a church that has chairs. But it's not really about the chairs. It wasn't really about the music. It was their reason for connection, and it experienced a change, and they felt disoriented, and it didn't feel like home anymore. And this has been real in the church for eons of time, probably especially in our Western culture, because of our propensity to be consumers instead of contributors. I mean, let's just be real about it. We've talked about this before. But what if I told you that there is a better reason to call church home, and its purpose? So I gave you five reasons, but I'm going to sneak in number six. What if your reason to call church home is not the place? It's not the personality, it's not the programs, it's not the people, and it's not even position. What if the reason we call church home became purpose? Because if purpose is your reason for connection, it will allow for change in any of the other five reasons. If my reason for calling my church home is rooted in our purpose, you can change the place. We're on purpose. You can change the personalities. We're still going to be on this purpose. You can change the programs. You can change the people. You can change my position. But we're going to live on purpose. So there's a sixth and better reason to call church home. And it is rooted in purpose. That each of us would say, we are part of New Life Church because of the purpose New Life Church has in our world. And we've said it many times, and we'll continue to say it until Jesus comes back. But when there is a great commitment to the great commandment and the great commission, we will build a great church. This is our purpose. This supersedes programs, people, places, personalities, and positions. This is the purpose of the church. What's the greatest commandment, Jesus? Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Okay. And then Jesus, after he conquers death, hell, and the grave, he shows up to the disciples and he says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We call that the Great Commission. So at New Life, we want to say, okay, God, our purpose is going to be rooted in the great commandment. We're going to love God. We're going to love God with great passion. And the second is like it. Remember what it is? And you love people. And because loving God and loving people is so close to the heart of Jesus, we're going to say that we're going to be rooted in the purpose of having passion for God and love for people. And then also, we're going to be rooted in the purpose of going and making disciples. We are going to be crazy about lost people. We're going to stay on mission for reaching lost people and discipling followers of Jesus. That just because you accepted Jesus in your heart, we don't want you to just stay there. We want you to grow deep roots into your relationship with God. So this is our purpose. And that this is what I would say. At New Life Church, then our purpose, this is how we articulate it, that we love God. We love people, and we love sharing God with people. This, I pray, becomes our purpose for calling New Life Church our home. First, we are madly in love with God. We're crazy about God. And it really manifests in the areas of our life. It changes the way we worship, the way we pray, the way we are devoted to his word, the way we are devoted to each other in this church. It is all because we are rooted in a deep love and passion for God. And secondly, we love people. So because we love people, we are going to be accepting. We are going to embrace one another when we struggle. We're going to rejoice when someone rejoices. We're going to mourn with those who mourn. We're going to serve one another. We will be united together in Christ because we just stinking love each other. We love the crazy side of you. We love the good side of you. We'll take it all because we're crazy about God. Because we're so crazy and passionate about him, we love people relentlessly. We love people. And because of God's great love then for us and our devotion to him turns back to his mission, then we also don't just love people. This is awesome. But we love sharing God with people. You can love people and they can stay the mess that they are. But if you love people and you then share God with people, it will transform their lives. That is the difference maker. Not just we love God, we love people, which is awesome, but we love God, we love people, and we're gonna love sharing God with people because we know it's the answer to life's problems. We know it's the answer to sin. We know it's the answer to struggle. We know it's the answer to brokenness. And his name is Jesus. He's the rock by which the church is built upon. So come on, New Life Church. Do you love God? Do you love people? And will you commit to sharing God with people? This is our purpose. And if our purpose is rooted in the Great Commission, the Great Commandment, we'll build a great church. And something can change in one of your five reasons. Something can change in your place. Something can change in the personality. Something can change in the program. Something can change in the people. Something can even change in your position. And you would say, but it doesn't affect my purpose. We love God. We love people. We love sharing God with people. So we're going to be on purpose. We're going to be on purpose. Let's all stand together. And as we do, we're going to sing one last song. We sang it at the end of the worship service. But I just want to take a moment and pray with you. With heads bowed, eyes closed, maybe you're in this place today and you're saying, man, what you're saying, it just sounds right up my alley. I need something like that in my life. You don't just need church in your life. You need Jesus in your heart. So maybe you're here today and you say, I need that kind of hope. I need Jesus. Maybe you've never made a decision in your life, but you're saying, I want to say yes to following him and then get connected to this thing called church. If that's you, you just slip up your hand real quick so I can know who you are. We want to pray with you. Once you put your hand up, you can put it down. Thank you. God, we just surrender everything to you. We surrender our lives to you. We invite you to be the core purpose of our life, the core purpose of our church, and that we will move forward crazy in love with you, loving people, and loving to share God with people.
Hey, New Life Church, thank you so much for joining us today. If this is your first time joining us and you'd like to learn a little bit more about New Life Church, you can text the word connect to the number 765-347-9127. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you guys next time.